Welcome to our fourth glyph. We have to ride kind of a slider, a spectrum between soberness and lightness tonight, and probably through the end of the year. The energies are getting stronger, the chaos is getting greater, and honoring and taking yourself. Holding yourself in a very sacred way is so critical right now. This is when your spiritual nature needs to be strong and firm and hold the light and help yourself and others co-regulate. Our nervous systems. There's so much going on and impacting our nervous systems that is just invisible. And so it can be very confusing. Asking why and how and what and where is not going to be very helpful because you won't know where the stimulus is coming from. But our nervous systems are heightened because we are literally shifting our biology. Our nervous systems, in order to accommodate the higher frequencies, are also shifting into a higher frequency. That means we have to be more grounded and integrated all throughout the day, in order to tolerate and be able to receive the light that wants to come in and guide us. So, sober and light, sober and light. And those two things can go together without getting heavy. When you place them within the sacred heart of your being. So, does anyone have anything they'd like to share? There are some great comments coming onto the page today. How did we do this week?
This is Ananda, and I've always felt rather hopeless and skeptical about being able to transform or change, by using one's willpower and one's mental faculties. And I've just seen people try and try and try and try and try and fail. So it's just been incredibly moving to me that we have so much help. Because I don't think it's possible. It's not possible for me to do it alone. And so when we have these sessions where the light beings are coming in and supporting us and helping us, it's just magical to me. I mean, I had a reflexive reaction that was just like a knee jerk. It was so embedded and just poof, it just disappeared. It's magical. And I'm just in awe of the amount of help and support that is available to us by these incredibly compassionate beings.
Oh, how wonderful. You know, we really are starting to open up to kind of have these support guides and helping spirits and luminous beings be part of our everyday consciousness. And not just as a thought or a concept, but as a reality. It's part of our community, part of our multidimensional community. Thank you. How did we do with Thanksgiving and returning to our grounded self for a second 100 times a day?
This is Cindy, and I had a surprisingly great Thanksgiving. I couldn't believe how much had shifted within me, which shifted everything around me, and I was so grateful for this group. Yeah, I felt very lucky.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It did not feel like a small feat. It wasn't really. And I enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Yeah, but you're not wasting time. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say you're not wasting time sharing. It's we're
Okay.
gathering, we're the light's coming in, you're part of the dynamic of the circle, so it's good to practice sharing in a sacred way. Okay.
Thank you. This is Tracy. And I just wanted to, I did comment just mentioning under somebody else that had said how helpful the notes are each week. And I noticed this week in particular because you had just mentioned like some of the physical symptoms or emotional side effects that we might experience going through this in this cocoon. And they were just really helpful to be aware of. And it's like not that I'm like when you're like, oh, kind of not beating yourself up, but it's just so helpful when you can recognize, oh, that's what Sarah mentioned, and this is something that could be coming up, and it just makes it easier to hold yourself in grace when you kind of have that outline, I guess. So I'm really appreciative of it, and I'm definitely finding a lot of benefit to reading them.
Thank you. I spend a lot of time on them, and ChatGPT helps me. And it's amazing how it has learned my voice. And, I spend time pulling out the themes, and it's just so different when you're giving an oral teaching. In the oral transmission, the focus is the energy. And not the words and concept. That's what an oral teaching is about. It's transmitting an energy. And so the words don't follow in a linear progression. The ideas are not presented in an outline so that it's easy to follow. And I am primarily an oral transmission teacher. And so, for a couple of years, we had the transcripts, which just translated the oral transmission in the same way that it was given. And using ChatGPT the way I'm using it, not as a substitute for what I write, but as a way to organize the thoughts. So it translates from an oral transmission to a written transmission. Has been a big relief for me because learning from an oral transmission is the way of the mystics and has been the way of the mystics. And it's very powerful, and yet it doesn't sit, get seated necessarily into a mental framework that you can pull out. and highlight something, highlight a theme or highlight what you're going through in a way that makes sense to your emotional body or your mental body. And so when I spend time with the original transcript and I can see the themes that were coming through and then organize them and then let ChatGPT take it over to make it into a nice language. Let's just put it that way. I feel like it makes it into a beautiful language. And so it's been a relief to me to actually have that. And I do want to point out, it's not writing anything for me. It's taking, and my involvement in it keeps the transmission continuing into the written word. So there's a lot of active involvement that I have in creating those summaries. And by the time you're done with six classes, you actually have a whole book. I mean, you probably have like 80 to 100 pages of written teachings that actually carry the transmission. So in the oral tradition, it's very vague and very hard for the Western mind to understand the oral tradition. The student is expected to take in the energy, the transmission, and allow it to gestate within their being, which is very hard for a Western mind to do, and then allow it to arise as insight and kind of knowledge and wisdom written in the bones of your being so that it's in your cells, it's in every aspect of your being as a realization. And that takes time, it takes patience. And that's really how the mystics transmit the higher knowledge. And it's hard for a Western mind to learn that way. That's how I was taught, and I know what it was like for me to adjust to that and be patient enough to figure it out. So I'm happily partnering with ChatGPT and am glad to hear that it's helpful for people. But do you understand the difference between the oral and the written teachings? Can someone sense that, respond to that?
For me, yes, it sounds kind of like a Gnostic tradition. Because wasn't that kind of what the Gnostics kind of believed, that the knowledge was in the word?
It's in the transmission
Oh, yeah.
of
Yeah,
this,
exactly.
yeah. In the spoken word.
So, yeah, I can relate to that very deeply. That makes a lot of sense. It's just that, getting to the point of being aware that the vibration is there, I think has been a challenge, because before it's been more like the concrete word, and now it's more of the living word.
Yeah, it's really that's the definition of the living word. Thanks for bringing that forward. But we're so trained, to be hand-fed information and then to spit it back and to really take in a teaching so that it transforms your being. Each one of us has to take it in and make it their own. And so that's the challenge. And also, when you receive the oral transmission and the energy is there, and then it sets up all these and attracts to it all the situations, thoughts, and experiences that will help you realize the teaching in real life. And so sometimes people wonder, I'm on the spiritual path and I do all these light meditations, I do all this breathing. Why are things, why aren't, why isn't anything, why isn't it smoother? Why isn't it easier? But what it does is the transmission of the teachings in this oral way actually is like an enzyme that activates the teaching in you, and then everything conspires to help you realize it. And so it can create havoc in your life. And those teachings are speaking to your soul, and your soul is speaking to your life, and it's not following what the cultural conditioning wants you to do. It's following the energy of the teaching, and how is that going to unfold in your unique individual life? And I used to get to a point where I was scared to see my teacher because I knew that things would go nuts, that things would just really not go smoothly, that I'd be in for a ride every time I received teaching from him. So that's actually how you know that there's a living word teaching, something powerful working within you, but it's not going to follow all your expectations. It's not going to follow society's expectations. It's going to completely follow the soul line, which is very different from our society. How is that landing?
Feels true and relatable.
Pardon me?
Feels true and relatable.
Ah, okay, thanks, Noelle.
I'm reminded of Joe Miller's comment, it can't be taught, it's got to be caught. And I just feel like you're absolutely describing that these are energetic transmissions, and as long as we're not blocking them with our beliefs and judgments and concepts, the energy can enter and we just assimilate and integrate.
And each person does it according to their soul configuration. So there's no curriculum, like there is in a school. And that's hard when you've been trained to learn like that. So that's the sober part. The light part is the beautiful ecstasy, harmony, resonance with your soul that you crave. And it's easy to forget that that's your deepest desire. So by having these sessions every Monday, it helps bring that forward again. So we forget and then we remember. We forget and we're reminded. And over time, the reflex to remember gets stronger and stronger. The energies that have been gestating within you finally give birth to new, like Ananda said, new responses. I've had a similar experience in my response to certain things with Ken too, that I pretty much probably had the same mother you did, Ananda, and I have softened in that way too. And when we see those kinds of changes happening within us, the that's the miracle, and that's the fulfillment of becoming divinely human, to have the higher noble qualities of the human being begin to expand, flower, and express with ease and naturally, because the seeds have been planted and cared for within your heart and soul. Now, as we go into December here, the planetary energies are all shifting. The solstice is coming up. All the earth stuff, the volcanoes and the earthquakes and all that weather and all that kind of stuff is intensifying. So we're going to be going through kind of a rumbly time. And the better your focus is on your inner center, on your axis, on your grounding, the more beautiful the experience will be for you. But it's about taking yourself seriously as a sacred being. So your sacred center is your stability. And so that's why we're riding a continuum between soberness and lightness, because if you get too serious about it and too hard on yourself, that's not going to work. And if you forget too much or too giddy, that's not going to work. And so you're riding this spectrum between being sober and clear and aligned with the light and beginning to trust that while you're in this cocoon stage, that you will emerge transformed. And you will. And we will. And the world is being created in a new frequency. And this solstice is going to be very powerful. And I know I haven't talked too much about the three I Atlas. I keep wanting to call it AI Atlas. Someone referred to it as Third Eye Atlas. That makes more sense to me. That is actually having a frequency effect on the whole galaxy. It's throwing off the whole astrology because of the shift in frequencies that it's creating. And so that's supposed to come closest to the Earth on December 19th. And then we have the solstice on the 21st. So our beings know that this is occurring, and they're orienting. We're orienting towards the solstice. And whether you know it or not, our beings orient to the solstice, we orient to the moon, we orient to the sun. We're just not aware of it all the time. But the solstice is probably the easier of the aspects to feel your orientation to. And once you start consciously orienting towards the solstices and equinoxes, you can feel cycles in your being going through a transformative process that's supported by these galactic planetary bodies. But you have to be able to give up the thought that you're doing it. You have to shift into the sense of I'm participating in daily, monthly, quarterly transformation, growth and transformation. It's never stagnant. We're never stagnant. And when we are, it means that we're just resisting the changes that are happening as we're spinning through this galaxy. And this is the effect of being in a human body, because we've aligned with the Earth. And the Earth is part of this galaxy, and it's under in a relationship with the sun and the other planets. And we are part of that system. And it's very hard to understand that and be patient with it and develop a relationship with it so that you're more on cosmic timing than daily clock schedules. And then it's kind of hard to integrate the two. I'm getting to a point where I'm just like, forget the rest, forget, stay with the cosmic galactic and forget the rest. Anyone else have anything to say?
Is the solstice mini retreat going to happen?
You know, that was the other thing I wanted to bring up. I want to have it happen. I have it all written up. I have the graphics and I'm ready to put it up tomorrow. I don't know if people have time to do it, but I'll put it up and we'll see. So I have it, scheduling it from 10 to 4:35 on Sunday the 21st. I know a bunch of you have signed up for the evening meditation for the solstice. That evening meditation would be included in the full day one, and so we can adjust for that. But I'll put it up, and hopefully there'll be enough core people to have it because I think it's important. You don't know how much time I spend putting these sessions together and writing them up and getting them ready to plant into the website. Even writing an email can take me an hour, even if it's three or four paragraphs or less, just because I'm following a certain frequency and I have to adjust myself to get it to the right frequency. Otherwise, I won't send it out. So I actually spend a lot of time on these things, but I have that ready to go. And I think I told Ken this morning or the other day, I said, I need a t-shirt that says I survived the grandchildren this holiday because we had grandkids here this weekend and by yesterday we were just so exhausted. So I'm trying to get it up. So if you have time, if you can make time in the holiday season for that full day solstice immersion, it would be really good to do it. So just see if that fits into your calendar. Thank you for bringing it up. Go ahead, Fran.
Yeah, my being is rejoicing. I am, it's such a gift to know that I can spend the day in sacred circle. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? So I want you to be very careful of all the narratives that you hear all around you and try not to get attached to any narrative that's being put out anywhere from one person throughout the whole government, the media, anywhere, other people. Just try to stay centered in your embodied presence and try not to get snagged by it. There's a lot of heavy energy flying around, and try to do some grounding every day so that you feed Mother Earth whatever you've collected for the day, and then she can feed you and nourish you and fill you with vibrant energy. And you need a certain amount of living energy to keep your consciousness at a higher frequency. Otherwise, if you don't have enough, that's when you start using your mind to try to make it happen. And that is just a limited form of conceptual realization. It's not true realization. So you keep in mind that you need this earth chi. You need Mother Earth's energy filling you up as much as possible so that your mind and your emotions are aligned with your soul and your light. And it becomes easier. It's not striving. So anytime you feel yourself working, pressing, efforting, remind yourself to pause, feel your seat and feet, and reconnect. And that's why that feeling your feet and seat 100 times a day to train your consciousness to go there. So, such a good exercise. There we go. And I am sure that each one of you, if you had like a thermometer or barometer, like a mercury vertical barometer, you would be able to say how much living energy you have in your being at this very moment. And how much during the day you have. Can someone tell me what they think it is, what in their own being right now? Are you 10% filled, 20% filled, 50% filled?
I
What
think
are you?
I'm at about 35%.
Okay.
This is Carolyn. I'd say 85.
Okay. How about anyone else?
I'd say about 45%.
So you can tell. We need to be at least at 50%. Minimal. So that would be another practice you could take on, is sensing that for yourself. And it's not your physical energy. It's not like, oh, I could go out and run 5 miles or, go to the gym or something like that. This is your living energy. And what if you committed to maintaining it at a certain level? And that's what I do every day. That's my practice. And I know if I dip below that, my immune system starts dipping, my thoughts start getting crazy, and my nervous system gets jittery and dysregulated. And my reactions are much more rigid. So I've been monitoring this for about 45 years. What do we think of that practice? I've actually never presented that practice or shared that before.
Hello, Russell. I guess I've been doing something similar to that. I notice when I'm either short or activated or reactive or I'm ruminating or projecting that I need to recharge. And so that's been sort of, I guess I've been doing that maybe for the last year or so.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How do you like it approaching it that way?
Oh, I love it. It's really nice, and it's like when something happens, and it's just like, hey, and then I'll even use the words I'm projecting, or I'm ruminating, or I'll even say like, well, that's an old pattern, that's an old program, that's an old belief. So I mean, that is a really good cue for me to get out of that. It's been really helpful, because like the old way was, oh, you just got to stop and take a breath, but that never really worked. But when you reflect on it from this perspective, it's really helpful.
Beautiful. I'm glad you're doing that.
Thank you.
I can tell that that really landed with people. When I look at the energy of the group, it's making sense on some level to each of you. And don't let it be daunting. Don't turn it into a project. It's something that, just like Russell said, you notice how you're responding to life, and if it feels hard, awkward, reactive in a way that makes you feel embarrassed or wincing about how you reacted, then you need to fill up. And it's really that simple, because as soon as you fill up more, all of that will change.
This is Pam. It is so doable. I already noticed when I'm down, and it's a way to recharge. Oh, it's so doable. I can do this.
Yes, you can.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Okay, let's be excited.
For sure.
This is Laurie. The piece that really dropped in for me tonight is that, I've been monitoring this for a long time, I'm pretty aware when things are shifting, and but it's the efforting piece. It's what I can fall into is, uh-oh, I need to figure out how to get to a better place. And I'll think about my different tools and I'll think about the different things. And something just really, I don't know, sunk in around, oh, but if I'm efforting, if I'm thinking, if I'm trying to figure it out, that is, and this is what I found, that's often not helpful. It's much harder, it takes longer. So if I can just pause and let go of the thinking mind and just feel my feet more, keep it very simple. So I just am appreciating the cue of effort and thinking.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah, you kind of have to drop out of the time pressure. And that wasn't just for Lori, it was for everyone. Hey, the light's really growing in the group. So, as we're going through this chrysalis stage, this transformational stage, we're dissolving what's available to dissolve. And we're recoagulating into something new. And just like Fran mentioned in her post, it can be a surprise that you do all these practices and you're actually going to change. And that to follow your heart and align with spirit means you really are going to change. And change isn't easy. And everything that we've been conditioned to does not include change. It includes maybe lateral change, but not dimensional change. And you've all been practicing so deeply and with such sincerity. It means you're going to change. And another thing that you can sense in yourself, and I know I sense this in me. I mean, sometimes I can sense how a change is coming, and I just want to scream. It's so terrifying to let go. True, true change can have a stage that is actually very scary. And through your regular practice, you learn how to live through that, knowing that on the other side, there's going to be something positive for you. And that's what comes with experience and being in your spiritual adult. And it's also about regulating your nervous system and returning to a calm center. And it's also to be aware of the people you're around during the day and being able to see clearly if their nervous system is agitated and if you pick up their agitation. And if you do, can you release it and come back to your calm center? And it's not a judgment about their agitation. It's clarity. It's clarity on behalf of your being and your health. Because I guarantee you, most people are not in a regulated nervous system right now. So it's not bad to see that so that you can come back and regulate your nervous system, that will help everyone else around you regulate their nervous systems. But you have to be able to notice it and see it so that you come back. Okay, we've got a lot of light pouring in now. So let's greet Mother Earth. Vibrationally, telepathically, not verbally. Just let yourself vibrate with her. Let's fill up. We'll spend a little time here filling up the gas tank. And I was reminded today to remind everyone to remember when we say seat, we really need to include that relaxation of the tailbone. It's easy to kind of feel the muscles of your seat, and you can even feel those relaxing, but you have to take it a little farther so that the tailbone actually drops into a neutral position as best as it can. And that opens up the energy channel of the root chakra and the kundalini and the connection to Mother Earth, Mother Earth's kundalini. So when you're grounding, you're really grounding in a tripod. And you can picture it like a pyramid, a three-sided pyramid. So you have one leg, the other leg, and the tailbone. And don't get too literal with it. Don't try to project it, but just feel how there's three streams of energy, not just two with the legs, but three. And how the rest of your being aligns with that stability. And how it allows you to have a foundation that is stable enough for your being to drop in and become present. And simultaneously, we're releasing heavy energy, exchanging with Mother Earth. By the way, I had a session with an 8-year-old last week that understood every single thing we're talking about tonight. I had a full hour with her while she was engaged, totally understood the energy, and didn't lose her focus the whole time. It was amazing. Now allow yourself to settle with this. Allow yourself to align with this space. Aligning with the base doesn't get you stuck in the base. It gets you aligned with the living energies that begin to expand and bring the rest of you into coherence. It's very dynamic. And as we're settling into this and resonating with it, we're releasing the constrictions of the heavy energy that has coagulated around us. And we start to feel some freshness in the energy, some lightness. One way we might feel that is through our breathing becoming easier, more integrated naturally, our muscles relaxing and releasing. We can even get sleepy as we're filling up with living energy. We get sleepy because the heavy energy is kind of hanging on, and until it goes into the reciprocal flow, it can get heavy and kind of make us sleepy. Here we go. Notice your nervous system. And notice how it might be calming down and quieting. And our circle has cleared enough heavy energy that we've actually collected into sacred space together. We've gone through a portal, and the circle is in the light. And now the living energy from Father Son is pouring down as the energy from Mother Earth is rising up. And we are in process of coming into resonance with the universal love and light. And the sacred circle is starting to take on life and breath and rhythm and a pulsation of life. And this is the effect of being within. Within the heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun, and now the toroidal field of the circle and the axis of the circle is starting to form. And we greet the spirit of the water, the spirit of the fire, the spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ether, non-verbally, with a subtle resonance, because they have joined us. They're a living presence with us. Greeting the nature spirits. And this is when we come into the realization and the resonance that everything is alive. If it's got enough life force, if it's got enough living energy. And we want to align with living energy. Now the circle is blossoming into its next opening. Coming into resonance with more galactic living beings, with the directions, with the planetary consciousnesses. With the ether, the plasma that's alive throughout all existence. And this is when we can start to sense the community of living intelligences. Of our spirit helpers, of our guides, of our loved ones. Of the illuminated beings. And so we enter a greater sphere of consciousness. It has a resonance and a vibrational relationship. To the galaxy. And to dimensions beyond the material realm. And this always delights me because at this stage is when we become available for our helping spirits to come in and repair the motor under the hood. That's what it looks like to me, like a bunch of like the cars in the garage. They lift the hood and they're repairing all the mechanisms, but they come in and they're able to access in your being areas that need cleansing, declogging, clearing, healing. They know exactly the right vibration to add and tune our being to. I'll be quiet for a little bit here while that's occurring. Don't try to direct them, let them do their thing. So we can't assume that when we feel like we have something going on in our physical body, that we actually know the source. It can be so different and so non-linear that we need to trust the intelligence of these helping spirits to attend to the source rather than the symptom. So if we ask them or try to direct them towards what we think is wrong, we could be blocking their effort. It's a type of resistance that we're setting up. There we go. Yeah, it can feel like you're leaving your body, but you're not really. You're ascending and joining with the spiritual flame. Your body is nicely grounded and safe, and your soul is in an ascension phase where we're merging with the eternal flame. And that's what's happening right now. And we've been dissolved in the flame. Allow yourself to merge with that illumination. Don't try to project, just dissolve. and become the flame. As we become the flame, we shift into an even more subtle dimension of being. So we're vibrating at a frequency that is beyond the material realm. It has no form, no material. It's beyond. And our beings are taking that in, whether we realize it or not. This is what lies beyond the cocoon, beyond death, beyond the physical realm. And so you can sense your body being nicely grounded and stable. And then an aspect of your consciousness that is expanded beyond. And because that is a continuous stream from Earth into the beyond, your full consciousness is relating to this experience. And we'll see how that ripples through your being. So we don't want to make anything too concrete about this or make up any stories about it. We want to let it be a pure experience, and we'll let it live in our being. And show us and guide us and reveal to us what we need and what we can become. So thank you, and many blessings. Note your grounding, note your breath. And let this live within you. So until we meet again next week, many blessings.